Mishnah says in Daf Kufi Tesim Beis that if two Yavamis say that Mesa Bailey, Shtei Yavamis, Zuh Meres Beis Bailey, Zuh Meres Beis Bailey, each one is made that her husband died, Zuh Asurban Be Bailey Shal Zuh, Zuh Asurban Be Bailey Shal Zuh, each one is Asur to get married Lashuk because we're Chayshid that her brother-in-law is still alive. So basically, the halacha is that if Isha says Meis Bailey, she's Nama, just like Eid Achan is Nama to say Meis Bailey, Chachamim reminded one Eid, and Isha is Nama to say her husband died, as we see throughout these Prakim. But over here, we're talking about there are two women, and each one is married to, and they're married to two brothers. One is married to Reuven, one is married to Shimon. So when the wife of Reuven says, Meis Bailey, she's Nama that her husband died and she could get married. But the problem is that her brother-in-law might still be alive. Even though when her brother-in-law says, Meis Bailey, when the sister-in-law says, Meis Bailey, she's Nama Legabe herself to get married, to go ahead and get married, but she's not Nama Legabe her Yavama, because one Yavama is not Nama to be made on the other Yavama, and therefore each one is Aser because we're afraid that the brother of her husband is alive. So they're Naman Legabe themselves that the husband died, but they're not Naman Legabe the sister-in-law that the husband is dead, and therefore Zuh Aser Ben Bala Shazu, but Zuh Aser Ben Bala Shazu, each one is going to be Aser because her brother-in-law might still be alive. So I saw a Gevaldik Kikasha from Ritzi Pesach Frank. He's Mitzayin over here to what he wrote early on Daf Pechesimid Aleph, and he asks like this. He says, this whole din that Isha is Naman to say Meis Baila, which is based on the Nemanus of Eiracha, just like Eiracha doesn't have the same Meis Baila, and Isha is Nemanus, Lefi, Mani Achranim, it's the same din, the Nemanus of Isha is like the Nemanus of Eiracha. So what's the pshat? Why is Eiracha Nemanus the same Meis Baila? So the Gemara said earlier on Daf Pechas, that because of the Mishamiguna, Chachamim Remekel, to believe in Eirachad, being that there's Daiko Mitzvah and other reasons, we believe in Eirachad. And how that Nemanus works is a big Machlokes Rishonim, which we spoke about then on Daf Pechas, but the Shita of Rashi and Shabbos, Daf Kuf Mem Hei, he has a Chiddush Tikkun Shita that it works in Midin, Afkin Rabbanu L'Kiddush Minei. Since the halacha is that called the Mekadosh, the Daita Rabbanu Mekadosh, like we had earlier in Daf Kuf Yod, when a person's Mekadosh, his wife, he does it Al Das Chachamim. So over here in a case where Eid Echad would come and say, Meis Bailach, even though we don't know if he's saying the truth or not, but Chachamim are Mefkir the Kiddushin, and that way, even if it comes out that he is not saying the truth and the husband is alive, she's not going to be ever in this Eishesh, because Chachamim are Mefkir the Kiddushin. So the whole Nehmanis of Eiracha to say Meis Bailach is really based on the din of Afkin Rabban L'Kiddushin, and that Chachamim are Mefkir the Kiddushin. It's not that the Eid is actually believed, but B'makim, the Eid Echad, where there's a good reason to believe him, they're willing to be Mefkir the Kiddushin. So effectively, Tzipei said, Frank, if that's the case, if their whole Nehmanis comes because of Hafkasa Kiddushin, then the submission doesn't make any sense. So why would one Isha be Asa because of the Baila Shalzeh, because she might be Skuka to her brother-in-law, on the tzad that she's Naman, Gabi herself, the Mace Baili, and she could go ahead and get married because she's Naman that her husband died. If that Nemanis is based on the Hafkas Kiddushin, once Chacham Mefkir the Kiddushin, that means she was never married to her husband, there's no Zika to the Yavam, she's not Sukuka to her husband's brother, and therefore she should be Meteres L'Shuk. How can you tell me that she's Naman to Legabi herself, that her husband died, which is based on the din of Afkas Kiddushin, and yet she's also Lashuk, because maybe her brother is alive, but if her husband, if she's Dama Gabri husband, they're Mefkiah her Kiddushin, once they're Mefkiah the Kiddushin, there's no Zika Li'ibam. L'char, it's Tamu'ah, L'fi Rashi, how to understand this Mishnah. And Ritzi Pesach wants to say, because of this Kasha, he wants to say a Chiddush, which he says is Pashat, that this, the Rashi holds the Mefkiah the Kiddushin, when Eid Echad says, Meis Bailach, it's not a automatic Afkas Kiddushin, no matter what, but they're only Mefkir the Kiddushin on the tzad that the Eid is wrong and the husband is really alive. Because in such a case, we want to save her from Isra Eishesh, and therefore they're going to be Mefkir the Kiddushin. But on the tzad that the Eid is right, if the Eid is right and the husband Taka died, there's no need to be Mefkir Kiddushin. She could get married because the husband Taka is dead. She's not an Eishesh. So when Eid Echad says Meis Bailach, we don't know. Bezin doesn't know. Maybe he's right, maybe he's wrong, maybe he did die, maybe he didn't die. So therefore they say, go ahead and get married. I mean, Manav Shach, if the husband died, then you're not an Eishesh and you're Mutter. If the husband did not die, then we'll be Mefkir the Kiddushin, and you'll be Mutter through the Afkas Kiddushin. But Memela would come out that we don't really know, when we allow her to get married, we don't know whether her husband died or not, so we don't know if we're Mefkir the Kiddushin or not. It's a Suffolk, and for that reason, she would not be allowed to get married, because on the tzad that the husband did not die, the Kiddushin Taka did not become Paka, and she's Kukalivim to the brother of her husband. And based upon that, Tzipei Pesach writes, he writes this in the Tshuva and Eben Ezra as well, that he wants to be madcha what a Gadol Echad Bizmanenu wrote. He quotes a Gadol Echad who came out with the Gvaldik Heter in a case where an Isha had an Eid Echad that said Meis Baila, and now she's Mutaris to get married, but the problem was there was a Yavam, she was Skukali Yibam, and he wanted to be Mekel, to be Matar, to get married Lashuk without doing Chalitza, based on this Lamdis, that being the Lefi Rashi, the Hafkas Kiddushin works Midin, called him a Kaddish, so it comes out that she was never married to her husband, and therefore she's not Skukali Yibam, she could get married Lashuk without Chalitza. Rav Tzvi Pesach says it's muchach from our mission, not like that. You see clearly from our mission that's not the case. We see that she's kukli yivam, even on the tzad, that the mafkir the kiddushin. And it must be like he's saying that only mafkir the kiddushin al tanai, only mafkir if the husband is not dead. But on the tzad that he is dead, they're not mafkir the kiddushin, and therefore you can't use that lukula and allow it to get married without kiddushin. I'm sorry, that you can't allow her to get married without chalitza, because on the tzad that the husband taka did not die, she will be zkuka liyibam, and she would require chalitza.